Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf. Share sponsor Lui Nishma Sarim Be'Yakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Tainis Daf Chozayin. The Gemara Amud Beis tells us that Anshei Maimot, they used to fast on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But they did not fast on Friday because of Kovat Shabbos, and they did not fast on Sunday. Why not? So the Gemara brings a few explanations. The first one is Mipnei HaNoitzrim. Simple understanding because of the Christians. Because that's the day that the Christians have as their rest day of the week. And the Gemara brings two other reasons. Either because it's the third day of creation of the Adam, or because the Shomei Seder, the leaves in Shabbos, reasons they have to do more with us. Now, here the Mefarshim by the by, so what if the Noitzrims, what if the Christians have a rest day on Sunday? How does that affect Anshei Maimud that's standing on the carbon in Yerushalayim? So the Rashi named Yaakov says, because it's a sakana. If we're going to fast in the day that they have a holiday, a day they have a rest day, a holy day for them, that will cause sakana to Am Yisrael. So the Marsha and the Chidusha when they're in Yaakov, they ask Rashi, we're talking about now the time of Beis HaMikdash. When Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, Am Yisrael are the ones in control. The Goyim can't come and overcome Am Yisrael. The Goyim are not in control. So what's the chashash over here? Then maybe they're going to be happy in the day of Simcha of the Goyim. So the Masha answers that the problem is when they would fast, they wouldn't do a melacha. And if Anshei Maimud are not doing melacha on Sunday, people will think that the reason they're not doing melacha is because they're celebrating a Sunday, celebrating a day of the Goyim. So therefore, we made sure that people work on Sunday so you don't have that mistake. That's what the Masha says. The Ben Yoyada adds two more answers. One is that Chachamim knew in Ruach HaKodesh that there may be sometimes that the Goyim will be in control. Or because the Goyim will see that Am Yisrael are fasting, they're going to go and praise their gods for the fasting of Am Yisrael. And similar to what the Gemara brings over the Zohar, sometimes the Goyim feel that whatever happens to Am Yisrael has to do with their gods and their powers. But as the Maharsha points out, we're talking about here in the time of Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. In Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, there was no Christians. So says the Maharsha, you see from here that the celebration of a Sunday didn't start with the Christians. Celebration of Sunday belonged to the Goyim for many, many years before that. That was the day they celebrated. What's the reason that they decided to celebrate Sunday? So the Chasam Sofer, in the Torah Moshe, Pasha Shmois, says that the Goyim celebrate Sunday because Sunday is the day that the world started to be created, and they start celebrating the day of the world. Well, we are, Am Yisrael, we celebrate the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to celebrate when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is resting. Our focus is the rest day of Hashem, while they're focused on the fact that the world is ours. And to explain this a little bit more, I want to introduce what my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, used to say a lot. And this really connects to the fact that the Christians celebrate Sunday, and while the Muslims, the Islam, celebrates Friday. And he explained the following. Throughout down, it's based on Chazal, that there's two main kfiris in the world. Two main denials. What is it? We believe that a human being has free will, but together with the free will, you have Ratzon Hashem that controls the world. It's a combination of an Adam and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, to put these two things together is a little hard to understand. How can you have also Ratzon Hashem and also a full free will of Adam? But we believe in that. But because of this question, there's two main kfiris in the world. One is the one that says that a human being has no prayer, has no free will. Really, the whole thing is controlled by Hashem, and we are nothing. On the other hand, there's another kfirah, and that kfirah says that we have the full power. Chas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't belong here anymore, and we're the only ones that are in control. Rav Moshe used to bring in the name of the Vilna Goyen. That's what we say in the Pasuk every day. Eile Berechev, Ve'eile Basusim. V'anachnu b'shem Hashem al-Kerin Naskir. Eile Berechev are the people that feel we are the Reichev, we are the riders, we are in control. Eile Basusim are the ones that feel we're nothing, we're just a horse, we're just being controlled by above, but we have no free will. V'anachnu b'shem Hashem al-Kerin Naskir. We dive into Hashem, so we have us, but we have Hashem helping us. That's the difference between Am Yisrael and the two sides of the Umas Olam. Says Rav Moshe, the two sides of Umas Olam are Esav and Yishmael. Esav is the one who says, I'm in control. Anybody who doesn't fit in my fit, I'm going to kill him. Yishmael, on the other hand, is the one who's mishtakav el afaraglov. He has no chashivas of the Adam. There's no importance of a free will. You're completely subjected to HaKadosh Baruch. And that's the difference between Esav and Yishmael and between these two religions, Christianity and Islam. And one can say based on that, that's the reason that the Christians celebrate a Sunday. As the Chasid Sofer says, Sunday represents the fact this is our world. We belong, this is ours. So we celebrate the first day of our world, the time that we are in control. Islam, on the other hand, they have, the Adam is created, but the Adam doesn't have anything to accomplish because there's no free will. So they celebrate the day the Adam is created, and that's it. But Am Yisrael, we celebrate Shabbos. Shabbos is the day that you have a combination of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael together. We're born on Friday, but we have what to accomplish to get to Shabbos. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is resting on Shabbos. So we have the combination of both. So our rest day is Shabbos. Friday is the Erev Shabbos, the Gemara tells us over here. That's only the beginning, only preparation, but we still have what to go to. Sunday is the day of the Christians where we are them standing on his own without the Kedusha of Shabbos, Kivyochol. That's why they celebrate these 2 days. While we're celebrating the middle day, the day that you have the combination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael together. And this may be the oimik of our Gemara. Anshei Maimed fasted in days that are not associated with Shabbos. Friday is associated with Shabbos as the Erev Shabbos. Sunday is associated with Shabbos, the day that we lose the Neshama Yisrael, that connection to above. Those are not days that Anshei Maimed are fasting on. They fast only in the days that are not associated with Shabbos. And that's the reason that the Christians, the Noitzrim, they do enjoy Sunday. Because they enjoy specifically the day that we lose the Neshama Yisrael, that we lose the Kedusha. They celebrate the day that Adam stands on his own. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.